For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced yesterday that he was releasing all funds he had restricted from the state budget at the height of the coronavirus. The governor credits his, quote, balanced approach to the pandemic for the economy rebounding. In total, it's roughly $280 million that will go back to state departments that lawmakers budgeted for the fiscal year 2021. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Higher Education and Workforce Development, Health and Senior Services, and the Office of Administration are just some of the agencies that are now back to being fully funded. The next mayor of St. Louis will face the same overwhelming challenge that has haunted the current mayor and many of her predecessors. Violent crime is rampant, and efforts to address it have failed. Four mayoral candidates will square off in a primary election today, with the top two vote-getters meeting in a general election in April. Whoever wins faces a daunting task. The homicide rate in St. Louis has been among the worst in the nation, dating to at least the 1990s. Beyond the heartbreak for the victims and their families, the crime drives away residents and business as well. Missouri state representatives are moving forward with a bill that would let people keep the federal portion of unemployment overpayments. But Corinne Ruff reports, some representatives say that's not enough.
A bipartisan group of representatives behind the bill say it will help reduce the burden on 46,000 Missourians who are getting collection notices from the state. The federal government gave states the ability to waive repayment, but the Missouri Department of Labor says the problem is there's a state law requiring collection. This bill offers a legislative fix, but some Democrats, including Representative Ian Mackey of St. Louis, were hoping to waive the state portion of the overpayments too.
We can lift 80% of it. What good is that going to do for someone who's poor, who can't pay $800 anymore than they can pay $4,200?
Mackey sponsored an amendment that would let Missourians keep all the money they received, but it failed. The version with just the federal waiver received initial approval yesterday. I'm Corinne Ruff.
Missouri vaccinators are expected to receive the first 50,000 doses of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine by tomorrow. And the state's health director says the shots can start as soon as the doses arrive. The Food and Drug Administration cleared the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Saturday. Nearly 4 million doses of that one-shot vaccine are now being shipped across the U.S. Some states expect to begin injections today, but Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services spokesperson Lisa Cox said yesterday that the first doses in Missouri are expected Wednesday. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.